The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Another hour and another edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and if it's your first time coming on board, we thank you so much. If you're a longtime listener, we welcome you back with open arms. Auto World has actually been on the air since 1992. That's a long time, and of course, along the way, I've done other automotive radio programs, including Motor Trend and Motor News Weekly. It is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station, or if you're listening to us online at GCNlive.com, it's always great fun. Coming up in this hour of the broadcast, a little later on, we're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, to be exact, Tom Appel, who will be with us, and we'll be talking to Tom about some of the new vehicles that he has driven in recent weeks, and also about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. But we're going to kick things off by chatting with the gentleman all about Earth Day, and in particular, how his company is responding to Earth Day and becoming a more environmentally friendly company. It's always lots of fun to talk with the folks at Hartz. They are located in my home state of Massachusetts, and we welcome right now Matt Williams, who is the Director of Business Development. Matt, thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great fine. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's talk before we get into talking about all the cool things that you're doing at Hartz regarding being more environmentally friendly. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the company, it's been around a long time, and you guys fill a very interesting niche in the automotive world. Give us a little history lesson on the company and tell folks a little bit about the kind of services and products that you guys offer.
Absolutely. So Hartz is a third-generation family-owned company who focuses on the world of automotive trim. So we make products that are either cut and sewn or thermoformed into shapes and used in applications such as convertible car tops or tonneau covers or door panel trim, instrument panel trim, seat covers, and similar. And the Hartz family, again, in its third generation, privately holds the company. We are based in Acton, Massachusetts, as you mentioned, with sales offices and manufacturing in other parts of the world, namely Mannheim, Germany, and also in India. And basically what we do is we coordinate with both the OEMs that build the vehicles and the tier ones that integrate our materials into their convertible car tops or door panels to engineer, design, and develop those materials, those cover stock materials that you see and touch on the inside and outside of your car.
You guys do such wonderful work. And before we talk about some of the cool things that you're doing with manufacturers in the realm of convertible tops and tonneau covers, let's get back to Earth Day, which is fast approaching. And tell us a little bit about some of the ways that Hartz has made a real commitment to being a more environmentally friendly company.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking about some of our products and how we develop the materials that are used in our products to make them more environmentally friendly, it covers a wide range of solutions. So one of the biggest ways is with our interior trim products. We take and we replace certain polymers that are used in those skins that are formed into the doors and the instrument panels of the cars, and we change the polymer to something less dense. So typically going from a vinyl system, a PVC-based system, to an olefin-based system, and that can reduce the weight of the component inside the vehicle by 20-plus percent compared to some of the older technologies out there. So by that very weight savings, the vehicle weighs less and can be more fuel, have a higher fuel economy. And also those materials tend to be easier to recycle after the vehicle is done and scrapped. Or even within our process, some of the raw materials can be recycled within the process to reuse them and not have to use fresh materials. So that's one way. The other thing on the product side we do a lot of is with our coating system. We put paint on a lot of our parts, and those coatings or paints are have transitioned from a lot of solvent-based systems where they're using not necessarily harmful solvents, but solvents that have to be cared of and disposed of properly, and replacing them with water-based systems, which are inherently more environmentally friendly and easier to clean up and don't create as much of a burden on the environment.
That's all great news. And another bit of great news for the Hartz Corporation is the fact that the company has actually cut CO2 emissions in the period of 2012 to 2000 by some 40%. That's a remarkable achievement. Tell us more, Matt.
Yeah, so there's a lot of components that go into that achievement, but it's things within our manufacturing facility as simple as light fixtures and having light fixtures that are LED-based and also shut off when there's nobody around and not in use. More efficient motors and drives on our equipment that consume less electricity and consume less fuel if it's a gas-fired system. And then even with the types of environmental control equipment that we have. So, again, for these coating systems that we apply onto our products, incinerate all of that off-gas or effluent, and those incinerators have become much more energy efficient and help us reduce our overall carbon footprint, as you say, by 40% over a 12-year period earlier this decade.
Another little bit of interesting information is the fact that fabric backings these days here in 2016 are actually available from recycled materials. Tell us a little bit more about that, Matt.
Yeah, so especially when we get into the use of polyester textiles, we can incorporate into the yarn that's used to make that textile, whether knit or woven or even non-woven, we can incorporate fiber that has been reclaimed from former uses such as polyester bottles. So a lot of the soft drinks and other a lot of things people drink and consume out there are made out of polyester bottles. Those can be ground up and re-extruded into fiber and yarn for these textiles, and thereby we can claim those as recycled and help reduce the burden on, again, pumping oil out of the ground and converting that into virgin polyester. So that's a great achievement. We also do a lot with recycling of certain components within our process. So when we start a machine, we'll have to get to all of our process parameters and manufacturing conditions set right, and a lot of that material during that time frame can't be used. So we'll recycle that back into the process and reuse it later on. Certain customers allow us to do that, and that, again, prevents that stuff from going into the landfill.
That's great. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have a question about the Hartz Corporation, or if you have a question about some of the environmentally friendly things that the folks are doing, we would love to hear from you. Or you can drop me an email anytime throughout the show, throughout the week, actually 24/7, as we have lots of folks that listen to us in podcast and archive form. It's
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun, and we're joined by a very special guest. He is Matt Williams, the Director of Business Development for Hartz, and we're talking all about how Hartz is I made a real commitment to being more environmentally friendly, and with Earth Day fast approaching, I thought it was a good time to have a visit with the folks at Hartz. I love talking with this company. Really only became aware of them within the past few years and have enjoyed many conversations with many representatives. And Matt, I thank you again very much for your time here today. Let's talk a little bit more about the way that some of the materials that you're using actually allow folks to use their air conditioning less often. I understand that when you're working with the OEMs and designing interiors, that today quite often you're integrating into that interior some energy reflective materials. Tell us about that.
Sure. So it's pretty well known that it's very common for car interiors or even exteriors to be black or a dark color. Quite popular, and everybody, I'm sure, understands and appreciates how dark colors tend to absorb and hold heat. So the, especially the infrared energy that comes from the sun or otherwise is held in those materials, and they generate heat inside of a cabin of a car on a hot day. And what we've done here is we've worked with the pigment systems that are in our materials to reformulate them so that they reflect a lot of that energy instead of absorbing it. So again, the infrared energy from the sun, instead of being absorbed into the material, is reflected away from it, and that inherently keeps the inside of the vehicle cooler because that energy is reflected back away. And we've done this on some of our topping materials and also looking at it in some of our interior trim materials as well. So it's a pretty neat way to try to reduce that, maybe you call it a greenhouse effect inside of a car. Keeps it cooler, and thereby the air conditioning system doesn't have to work as hard when you get in the car to cool it down.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. Absolutely. I could easily see how the use of some of these materials really could make a significant improvement in the interior, the cabin temperature. Let's talk also a little bit about bio-based ingredients. I know from time to time I'll talk with representatives from companies like Ford, and they're quite often talking about using some ingredients in seats and actually in some mechanical areas of the car that are made out of some funky materials that have been recycled. But you guys are working with a lot of bio-based ingredients. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so obviously we're in the business of manufacturing polymeric or plastic films. And we have some options there when it comes to selection of the polymer components and the resins that we use to formulate those products around. In a lot of cases, what we can do is work with some of the auxiliary process aids and otherwise to incorporate things that can that are either bio-based or can be more easily biodegradable once they are consumed and put into a landfill. So by doing that, we eliminate a lot of the petrochemical-based systems that are inherently less biodegradable and not bio-based, since they're based on oil and petrochemical feedstocks, to create products that, by our standards, are meeting or fulfilling or even exceeding the performance requirements of the vehicle and thereby being a little bit more environmentally friendly.
It is so difficult these days, Matt, to kind of predict the price of energy. I'm surprised. I'm sure many of our listeners are surprised as well that we've seen gas dip to prices that we really haven't seen in decades. But the truth of the matter is we live in such a volatile world. We never know what's around the corner. So a lot of the steps that you're doing at Hartz, I think, is great because As I just said, we don't know what we're facing around the bend, and certainly by being proactive and using these materials and making vehicles more energy efficient, you're saving fuel, you're saving emissions. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been around for 100 years, and our foundations are in the early days of the automotive industry as a whole. We recognize that people are going to have to get from point A to point B for quite some time to come. So anything that we can do to try to make not only our daily operations more environmentally friendly, but the products that we manufacture and put into the marketplace that we expect to last for many years to come, try to make those more environmentally friendly, we're going to do it. So that's a commitment from Hartz and the Hartz family, and it's part of what we do on a daily basis.
It must be really cool working with the car companies, the OEMs, and the designers. It's interesting. You know, we saw a trend there for a while that the retractable hardtop convertibles made a comeback, and lots of manufacturers were turning to those. And certainly in the Northeast and in the Midwest, there are some advantages to having a retractable hardtop. But when I have the opportunity to talk to a lead designer from a car company where their price is no object, Rolls-Royce, or let's say somebody from Jag, Ian Callum, for example. Ian has said to me many, many times before, in the past, you know, we've looked at retractables, but the truth of the matter is we can't get the kind of look, we can't get the design that we want for our vehicle with a retractable. The traditional convertible top is much more adaptable to creating a cooler-looking vehicle.
Absolutely, yeah. So you know, we look at it not only from the standpoint of the top down, enjoying the open air driving, but also with the top up, and with a fabric soft top. The roof is very the shape of the roof, you can easily configure that, but also you add a design feature with the fabric that you use to create special color combinations, or even some designs and wove it into the fabric with what we're doing with a lot of our newer designs now, where that roof becomes a design feature on the vehicle that the OEM can really express their true intent and vision for the vehicle and the brand. And that's a big part of what we do. And then the other thing with the top down, soft tops store into a smaller space because it is a folding fabric, and the framework is a lot less, it's smaller on a volume basis. So with these retractable hard tops, you have to put that pedal somewhere behind the rear seat that it ends up taking up trunk space. And those are compromises a lot of OEMs just don't want to make. And we've seen them return back to soft tops and plan on using soft tops as their open air solution for the years to come.
Matt, can you hang with us just for a few more moments?
Absolutely, no problem.
Wonderful. We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World around the bend.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now, or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, and standing by in the Windy City of Chicago. Coming up a little later on in this half hour, Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. But we're wrapping up. Every time I have these folks on, I plan on having them on for a couple of segments, and nine times out of ten, I always end up holding the guests over because I'm just fascinated with the company and love talking with the folks from Hart. So they're the folks that make convertible tops and truck tonneau covers and also a lot of interior materials. They work with the OEMs. The company is more than 100 years old, and I'm from Boston, and this is an Acton, Massachusetts-based company, so it's from my home state. Matt Williams is our very special guest, the Director of Business Development for Hartz. And Matt, let's talk a little bit more about your role as a Director of Business Development. When a car company is planning a new convertible, perhaps a an all-new model. I know you guys recently worked on the first Buick convertible that we've seen in a long, long time. The last one we saw was the Riata way back in the late 80s in very limited numbers, but the brand new one, you guys played an integral role in that vehicle. Tell us about your role with the Buick, as well as some of the other new convertibles, new drop tops that you're particularly proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what we do is we are typically working both with the OEM designers, so people are specifying things like colors and appearance properties, but also with the OEM engineers, so the technical folks who are specifying the material performance level, how quiet they want the inside of the vehicle to be, how they want the material to fold, how they want to integrate the window glass, and all these types of features. We start working with those folks anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 years before the car is going to be launched and offered to the public. So that requires us to go to their home engineering and design centers around the world. So whether it's in Munich with BMW or with Ford or any others in Detroit, and specify, listen to them, hear the voice of the customer, understand what they're trying to do and what they want the vehicle to do. So that happens very early on, and there's a lot of iterative processes of refining the material selection and doing testing and validation of the material performance. And then you get to the point of integrating it into the roof and actually putting it on the car and working with our customers there that actually cut and sew the material. So it's a long process, but something that's part of what we do on a daily basis, and it helps us by going to the customers and hearing what they want, engineer specifically what they're after and satisfy all of their needs. So in the case of this new Buick vehicle, the Cascada, as it's called, it actually started as an Opel vehicle in Europe and was designed in Germany at the Opel facilities there. Opel is a division of GM. And our colleagues at the Hartz manufacturing site in Mannheim, Germany, were deeply involved with those folks to specify a lot of things that I just described with material performance and color selection and all of that stuff. And we were there, I think, 4 years ahead of the car launching. And when it did come to market, it proved to be quite successful in Europe. And Buick, as a result, or General Motors, as a result, decided to bring it stateside here and launch it in North America earlier this year.
That's great. Another thing that we should remind folks, if you haven't been around a modern day convertible, I grew up as an only child. My parents liked cars, both my mom and dad, so our family car primarily was a T-Bird. We had lots of different T-Birds, but when I was quite young, I don't remember these so much because I was so young, but we had a number of convertibles, Galaxy 500 convertibles to be exact, and I remember, you know, how bare bones these convertible tops were. I mean, from the exposed mechanism to the fact that if you lived in New England, let's say, you know, back in the 60s or 70s, and you had one of these vehicles, you really had to be concerned when it came to the winter, because a lot of these convertible tops weren't really manufactured. The technology wasn't there to provide the type of interior isolation from the cold, as well as the weight of the snow. But modern day convertible tops have come a country mile, and that's where you guys have done all this great work.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, back in the day, a lot of those vehicles were designed as sedans or coupes, and then they physically cut the roof off before they installed the convertible mechanism. So they were designed not to be convertibles from the start, and it was not necessarily an afterthought, but just accepted practice to chop the roof off of a sedan or a coupe and put the roof in for a soft top. And what's happening these days is due to not only, you know, people's expectations of how quiet and how well thermally insulated they are inside of those vehicles, but also the safety standards, the manufacturers, the OEMs, along with the people actually fabricate the roof systems, are designing those things from the very beginning of the car. So the car manufacturer decides, yes, we're going to have this model as a convertible, and they start doing things with the body structure of the vehicle and the package space of where they're going to store the top from the very beginning of the design work. And that is why it takes so long, but it's also why convertibles are actually now true four-season vehicles. So you can have a convertible that you drive year-round, and there's absolutely no risk and problem of you leaving it in your driveway when a heavy winter storm comes through and dumps a couple of feet of snow on top of it. It's not going to be a problem. And the acoustical and thermal insulation is so good inside of these vehicles now that you really don't know in many cases that you're driving a convertible. And they're as quiet, and we've heard in certain cases quieter than the fixed roof models on the same platform. So it's really a feat of engineering what we do today with these vehicles.
Well, Matt, we definitely got to make a date to get you back on. Matter of fact, you know, I would love to have you guys on, you know, once a month as a regular feature. Because another thing, we'll just throw this one out. If you're an owner of an older convertible and you're in need of help with that older convertible, if you have an antique convertible, you guys there at Hartz can actually come to the rescue and help out folks. Just tell us briefly a little bit about that side of the company.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, being over 100 years old and having with the Hartz family made the commitment to hold on to a lot of the old know-how and fabric and textures and tooling that we used to manufacture those products back in the day, we can still recreate them even now. So if a certain car owner has something that they're looking to recreate, we have the capability of doing that in many cases. And even for the late model vehicles where, you know, the car has been on the road for 5, 10 plus years and you just feel like you need a new roof to spruce it up, we have a lot of information on our website to help consumers that are looking for a replacement convertible car top to find the manufacturers that can use Hartz material and give them as good or an even higher quality roof than what the car came with new.
That's great. Why don't you reiterate the website and any social media information as well?
Absolutely, Bob. So we're on the web at www.hartz.com, and that's a pretty specific spelling, so it's HAARTZ.com, HAARTZ. And folks can follow us on Twitter, at Hartz. We have a Twitter feed, and we try to post as much useful information for what's going on in the world of open air drive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
I'm Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're going to be joined in a matter of seconds by the man himself in the Windy City, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. But we held Matt Williams, the director of business development from Hartz, over because when you do national radio, you have hard breaks and. You have to get out at a really exact microsecond time, and Matt was in the middle of giving out the Hartz website and also the Twitter information, and Matt, I'm glad you stuck around, and why don't you once again reiterate that and add any additional information that you would like, and just wanted to explain to you, sorry about that hard break, but that's national radio.
No problem. So, yeah, as far as information on our website, folks can find a lot of good information about our products and, you know, our presence around the world. But also, for those that are looking to replace their convertible car tops, we have a listing there of the manufacturers of roofs out there that if they need to get a top and retrim it on their vehicle, find that information for those manufacturers there, as well as a database of all the different materials and colors of materials used over the years, going back even into the 1970s, database of vehicles and makes and models of what roof materials were used. And all that can be found online at www.hartz.com, again, HAARTZ.com. And we are certainly active on Twitter with our handle at Hartz. With information, again, about what we see coming down the pipe for new vehicles in soft top and other configurations, as well as consumer information, which we also put on our website about the care and cleaning of your roof. So a lot of great information out there for folks.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for your time. And again, we look forward to getting you and other representatives from Hartz back with us real soon.
My pleasure. It's been great to be on the show.
Thank you so much. And now we move to Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We were having a little bit of phone issues with Tom, but we've got that straightened out, and we welcome him to the airways of Auto World. How are you, my friend?
I am very well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Well, let's talk a little bit about convertibles, since that's what we were talking about with the gentleman from Hartz. I have never owned a convertible, not yet. As I said, my parents had a number growing up when I was quite young, and you know, I have pictures of the vehicle, and I do remember one. It was a 67 Galaxy 500 convertible in blue with a black roof. Be worth a lot of money today. I want to say engine wise. I know it had the optional V8 engine for the Galaxy 500 for 67. So. That could have been like a 429, something like that. It'd be worth a lot of money. How about yourself, Tom? Have you ever owned a convertible, or members of your family?
There's just been the one convertible in my automotive heritage, and that was a 1977 Jeep CJ7, which is less of a convertible. It is just a flat-out open-top vehicle. And the soft top on that offered all the protection of a lawn and leaf bag. It was, in the winter, you were simply cold. There was really no fixing that.
It is true. And you and I, being in this business for a long time, we've really seen the convertible tops really transform. As I said to the representative from Hartz, I remember, you know, when the exposed hardware was the norm. Nowadays, the bars and all the things that are contained within the top, if it's a traditional folding electric power top, it's hidden. There are multiple layers, and they do a really good job of being year-round vehicles these days, even in places like Boston or Detroit or Chicago. I'm sure you see Hardy folks in Chicago with their daily driver being a convertible.
Yeah, you see that all the time around here, and it's so much safer and easier to do now. Interestingly, I have met with the Hartz gentleman before. At the time that the Fiat was launching the 500C, the Cabriolet, and the top on that is a fascinating piece in that they were able to weave the colors of the Italian flag into the top, not apply it to it, but weave it in so that it was permanent. But the quality was excellent.
Absolutely. And speaking of Fiat, I was going to ask you about what upcoming convertibles are you looking forward to? I mean, for me, I can't wait for the FCA, the Fiat 124, the return of that vehicle. And, of course, in New York, not only did they take the wraps off the ZL1 Camaro, but also a convertible variant of that. Those are going to be two very hot convertibles. How about yourself? Anything that you're waiting with bated breath for?
Yeah, I'm very interested. Well, more as an academic process, I'm really looking forward to driving the Acadia. Only our guy, Rick Cotta, our man on the road, has driven that. I'm sorry, the Cascada. So I'm looking forward to driving that. But personally, I really want to drive a Camaro convertible. I just can't wait to get a look at that. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I had the Cascada a few weeks back, and you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with this vehicle. I certainly was. Another interesting thing that we should point out when it comes to convertibles compared to convertibles of years ago. You remember when all convertible back windows were plastic, and they all got yellow and they all looked horrible? But nowadays, if you buy a modern day convertible, it's glass, you got a rear window defroster. I mean, we've come a country mile in that area.
Yeah, I've got a friend who still has BMW 318i convertible from the 80s or early 90s, and basically he's replacing that top every 3 years. It's amazing how quickly the rear glass, it's not glass, it's plastic obviously, becomes gray or yellow and then starts to crack. The durability just isn't there. Yeah, the glass is so much preferable.
Absolutely. Another convertible that I'm looking forward to is the I'm a fan of the Evoque. I know some people do not like the Evoque from Range Rover, but yeah, I'm a small guy, so I fit in it fine, and I really like the looks of the Evoque, and I hated, there's no other way to say it, the Murano attempt at a SUV crossover convertible. What in blazes were they thinking with that? But I think the folks at Range Rover might have something here. I haven't seen it in person yet, but it certainly is based on a great platform and looks pretty good in pictures.
Yeah, I've thought about that, too. And I think the Murano was a mistake that they made, but I think that there was a calculated mistake. And I think that they thought, that Nissan thought, that there was an empty nester, an older driver potential for that. And there might have been, but it just never clicked with the public. But I think the Evoque, you're right. I think that could be a massive sales success. I think it could look fantastic. I don't see that. The way the car is designed, they probably won't give up any rear seat space to the top. So it'll be a legit four-passenger convertible. Pricing will be an issue, but the potential to draw all sorts of high-end summer cruisers is huge.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to drive. And again, I always recommend everybody bookmark consumerguide.com and check out the daily drive. And we've got lots of cool things to talk about with Tom. But let's begin with some test drives. Recently, you guys had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a Range Rover. I must be doing something right, because I had the Autobiography Range Rover just last week, and my daughter loved that backseat. Incredible vehicle, very, very pricey. But you guys had the Range Rover Sport HSE TD6, so this is the turbo diesel. How was it?
In a nutshell, it's very good. This is a nice diesel. Like all the European luxury diesels, this is a 3-liter V6. I guess the BMW is a straight six, but another 3-liter turbo diesel. And I hesitate to say another as if I'm being dismissive, because this is a really nice, sporty-feeling diesel. Good low-end power, excellent highway power, sounds good. And perhaps probably one of the quietest diesels I've heard, even out of the European luxury makers.
Wow. Read all about it at the Daily Drive at consumerguide.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you same time, same place next week. Otherwise, stand by after the top of the hour.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.